K4BAN, W4DJW. W4DJW mobile.
W4DJW, KM4RJN. Switch up to you, David.
Sorry I missed your net last night. I was working till 11:30. We had one stuck in the performance test lab that we could not fix. We finally got it at 11:30 last night, so I missed the whole net.
Well, I figured something like that. We had 50-something, checker 54, I think, last night. And so it was pretty good.
Not good. We got to just keep those numbers up like that. So how did the net go? Did it last long or did it end early? I didn't look at the timestamp on the log record.
It was at least quarter 10, 10 till 10, something like that, by the time we got all done. Harry up at Chandler chatted with me for a while and kept it going until we got the second shift.
Punching for COVID or against COVID. Did you see his call sign in the stats?
I haven't looked at the stats. So the time I get on the computer, check my mail and Facebook real quick, and then let it go back to crunching numbers. So I haven't actually looked at the stats on it yet. But hang on a minute.
Signed up using his call sign, so he's real easy to spot. And I was calling Alex just a minute ago. I looked this morning and saw that Alex like put a turbo gear. I know Glenn was working to stay ahead of him, but then all of a sudden Alex like shot up by three people. So he contributed a lot of spare cycles.
I'm coming up on about 74,000 for mine. I haven't put the order in for my Raspberry Pi yet. I had to stop and get some lawnmower blades for my lawnmower. And we're trying to watch expenses just a little bit here, so I thought I'll hold off on that for just a while. But there's a Raspberry Pi kit that comes with a keyboard, a mouse, and a monitor. Well, that'd probably be a good idea, so I might go ahead and get that.
That new 8-gig model that came out on the 28th, I believe it was, right after I figured out a way to compress the ones that I have with the 4 megs into, or 4 gigs into 8 gigs. They came out with a new one. I got 4 of them when they came out, the day they came out. I was going to go back and get 4 more, but they're all sold out. Nobody has them. I have scoured the internet hunting for those things, and you can't find them. So you might want to hold off until those things come back, because they do a whole lot better, especially if you plan on using it for Rosetta for crunching, because sometimes those work units need 2 gigabytes a piece, and you've got 4 CPU, there's 1 work unit per CPU, so you can end up needing, if you get 4 big ones at the same time, you can end up needing 8 gigs to process them. Or it's got to, you know, swap out and you don't get as many, I forget what they call those things, but anyway, you don't get as much credit for them because they don't do as much crunching, because they can't, because they run out of memory.
This one I'm looking at is a Pi-4 8-gig desktop kit with display, and it's only $220.
The 8-gig, so they're kind of tricky. They're sneaky. You got to watch out. Is the 8-gig an 8-gig SD card, or is it an 8-Pi-4 with 8 gigabytes of RAM? Huge difference. I have noticed they do that. They just say 8 gigabytes, and they'll tell you what for, and somebody will say, hey, there's one, and go nab it without really looking closely.
Are you talking about the scan disk, the micro SD card?
Now, they'll say 8 gig micro SD, but they won't say micro SD card, and then you think you're getting 8 gigs of RAM, and you're not. You're getting an 8 gig micro SD card, which is a whole lot cheaper. That's a $2 item. You can buy that on Amazon for $2.
It says it's a scan disk 32 gigabyte micro SD with the noobs on it. The Raspberry Pi 4, you can get it in 2, 4, or 8 gig RAM.
Okay. Well, the 8 gigs is the one that you want. If somebody's got a deal on, I mean, The Raspberry Pi Foundation, the ones that create it, their suggested retail price is $75. And you usually don't see anybody under that. You can find people that are selling it for that, but everybody else is, that's not selling it for that is usually selling it for more than that. So finding one for $20 just sounds very suspicious.
It's a desktop kit. Comes with the 8 gig keyboard, mouse, cables, and a display, and a case for the display, and all your connectors and all that happiness.
For how much?
$19.95.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes more sense then. Yeah, you get all of it plus an 8 gig Raspberry Pi. Okay, that does make sense. And I guess the people that bundle those stuff like that have some 8 gigs left, but the people that sell the bare board by itself don't have any left.
You got three different kits. The 2 gig is 180. The 4 gig is 200, and the 8 gig is 220. So, yeah, for a few bucks more, I might as well go for the 8.
Okay, and you'd be surprised when I'm looking at what mine are doing. They're better than my old laptops. They're producing better than the old laptops, but they're running 24/7. So are the old laptops, but they're getting more work units done. And they're just the size of a credit card. That's incredible how they do that.
I was going to buy the kit without the display because I've got a small TV that's got HDMI hookup, but I don't think it'll fit on my desk. It's small for a TV, but it's also big for a monitor. And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and go with their monitor. And otherwise, my desk, because part of the reason to get it is to uncrowd my desk a little bit. And, if I put a big honking TV on my desk, it kind of defeats the purpose. So I think I'll go with that.
Just caught the tail end of this conversation, KK4VXA.
Come on in there, KN4RJN.
This is Killer4, Victor X-Ray Alpha, out of Anderson, South Carolina. Kind of didn't hear what you were talking about, other than the fact it was as big as a credit card, so it sounds like some type of PC or something.
It's called a Raspberry Pi, and there's a lot of different models, and there's also, let me make sure I got it. A lot of competitors, but the Raspberry Pi is the one that's most popular. They just came out with a new 8 gig version. It's a single board computer, SBC, that has a four CPUs on the core processor, and it runs at 1.5 gigahertz, and you can overclock it to 2 gigahertz. Really good for working COVID-19 work units from Rosetta at home.
Like a better example of how you would use it.
The original intent, it's built in UK, and the original intent was to bring down the price point for students that are learning information technology, computers. So they brought, the first ones came out at a really low price, like $10 for a computer. And you can connect a keyboard, a mouse, and a monitor to it. And when you boot it up and you look at it on the monitor screen and you hit the keyboard, you move the mouse, it acts just like a computer. And then the price goes up from there. A Raspberry Pi Zero is about half the size of a credit card. And a Raspberry Pi 1, 2, 3, and 4, those are all the size of a credit card. And as you get up to the 4 and the 4B and the 4B with 8 gigabytes, they start acting more and more like a full-blown computer.
So besides the, I'm guessing it's like a, what's the operating system on it, and are there apps available for it for like HF stuff and stuff like that?
It has like three or four different operating systems. You can run Windows on the bigger ones. You can run, the mainstream is an operating system called Raspbian, which is a derivative of Debian Linux. So if you know Unix or Linux, it's really simple. But that you could run Windows if you wanted to, and then it's a function of, you know, how much you overload. Windows is a super heavy operating system anyway, so most people don't use Windows on it, just because it's Windows will gobble up all your resources and you won't have anything left to do what you want to do. But Linux is a lightweight operating system, and there are ham radio, well, a lot of the ham radio tools like the WSJT, the FLDigi, the different things that you do with ham radio, a lot of those are built for Windows or Unix, either one. So the ones that are built like that will operate on the Raspberry Pi.
Okay, you know, I understand computers and stuff like that. I've surely used Meister. I've used computers more for programming switches and ATMs, and that's not the ATM that you go down at the store to get money from and stuff like that. I've done Unix in the past, you know, unmounting and mounting drives is the only thing I can remember right now. But that is something I'm surely going to look at. I'm slowly building something to take on to the summit, and I was looking more on the data side.
Loggers and things like that. It does have Wi-Fi built in. It's got Bluetooth built in. If you've got a phone hotspot, it can connect to that and connect to the internet. So they're getting to where they can do basically anything any other computer can do, except, well, they do have a GPU processor, so they could do graphics processing. But if you're just mainly interested in data, you can get a really big SD card. You can put an external MSATA through a USB connector on it. You can do it. I haven't found anything that I wanted to do on it that I can't do. We're also building our next generation repeater controllers on that platform, that architecture.
I've heard the Raspberry before, and I just retired from the military, and I know one thing, one of my partners was, we provide emergency communications inside the United States border was our major mission, and we're always trying to find better ways to get signals inside buildings and in tunnels and stuff like that. It's not that hard to get it in the woods and stuff like that, but once you get in the cities, and we were doing it, and he was starting to use that so he could change the channels on one of our repeater type boxes that we have. And the only issue was we run a different network that we may not need to be running a Raspberry on from where the parts come from.
Capable of that. You could use it for a crossband repeat, right? From one band to another. You could use it for a same band repeater. You can, if you can think of it, you can think of a way to make it do what you want to do. I don't know about the other thing that you're talking about, what other parts, but if it's got a serial interface, it's got UART serial interface, it's got an SPI interface. It's got, it's just got Bluetooth. It's any way you want to interact with it, it can interact. Ethernet, it's got gigabit Ethernet on the later ones.
One more question here, and I'll get all you guys here today. What repeater is this? Where is it located at?
It's Greenville, Breyer's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, not to be confused with Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. They have a repeater, too. They're on 14664. We're on 14661. This repeater is located at Caesar's Head. It's about 3,500 feet above sea level, with about a 25-watt output, 15 to 25-watt output, effective radiated power. It's got an amplifier, but it's just not in right now. When we do go to the Raspberry Pi repeater controller, we are on an amplifier, and we will be outputting about 75 watts.
That's a good copy. I've talked on this one before, and it says Conyers on my display. I just one day went downstairs and opened up radio, one of the radio web pages, and just downloaded every repeater that was within 50 miles of me. And for some reason, I thought this was closer to Asheville than that, but it's not.
With 14661 repeater, there's others. There's one in Tennessee. I think there's one in Georgia. I don't know where in Georgia. Might be Conyers. But there's also others in South Carolina down toward the coast. So look carefully. This is the one that is on Caesar's Head.
That's a good copy there. I'll make a note of that. And thanks for the information. Once again, this is KK4VXA out of Anderson, South Carolina.
Time. KK4BSA W4DJW back to KN4RJ and go ahead, John.
John, if you go to raspberrypi.org, raspberrypi.org, you can read about it, the different things it can do and the projects and what the products are and all that kind of stuff. So you might want to look that up. W4DJW, KN4RJ, and so what else is happening? I've been out committing herbicide, trying to kill some poison ivy and stuff out in the yard. I was going to do some other stuff, and I suddenly realized it's hot out there.
We're in all of that, too. I got the mulcher, the thing you cram sticks and leaves and stuff down in, and it shreds them into, you know, really fine particles. I've got that thing out this morning after I cleaned up all the debris from the storm in the yard and started pulling on it. And as I was pulling on it, a stick that was in the chute fell down into the mulcher and stuck. So I had to take that thing apart to get that stick out. And then couldn't get any spark, so I took the spark plug out. And I got spark, and I couldn't get any gas, so I took the gas line off, and I got gas. And so I told my wife, I'm going to go get some ether and try to get that thing started. And she said, pick up McDonald's on your way. And that's what I'm doing now, sitting at McDonald's.
Ain't nothing easy. I need to get me one of those, although I've been looking at electric ones that they handle relatively small stuff, and any of the big stuff I'll chop up into firewood and set the yard on fire or something. But I've got several piles of stuff that need to go through a mulcher and get chopped up and get it out of here. I've been adding on to my neighbor's burn pile, but the thing's getting so big now that I think if he lights it, they'll be able to see it from space.
I burned stuff once, and that was in the middle of the yard where there's no trees. But that's all grass now, so I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that again. But with the amount of rain that we've been having, it probably wouldn't hurt anything. But I do have a lot of sticks that have fallen over the years that I just put around the perimeter, which is woods. But now you can start seeing those sticks. I want to get those things cleaned up and chopped up. And it has been a few years since I started that mulcher, and that's why it's given me a hard time.
Yeah, well, we just cleaned up a bunch of sticks around trees and whatnot, put down a bunch of mulch, and now after the storm, there's a bunch more sticks out there. It's like, I can't win. So, I thought about digging a big hole back there in the back 40 and throwing all that stuff in there and setting it on fire, but my wife won't let me do that. So, I've either got to haul it to the dump or throw it on his burn pile or do something with it.
I do. They went out. He works for Michelin, and they drive BMWs, and he went and bought a little car truck, and you see him on the weekends making trips back and forth to the dump, cleaning up all that debris that he's got, because everybody, we live in a neighborhood that's got tons of trees, and that's his solution, is hauling it to the dump. I got a pickup truck, but I'm not going to stuff that thing full of, I'm going to just use that, turn it into mulch. That's what I did with 25 trees that I had in the yard that were just, they were getting so big that there was no grass left in the backyard. Just one little tiny patch of grass was all that was left. So over the course of about 2 years, I cut 25 of them down. Then I hired a guy with a big, huge grinder, one you pull behind one of those big, heavy-duty utility trucks, to come out there and grind them all up. And he turned them all into mulch. And then I lined the whole perimeter of where the woods is with all of that mulch. It looked really good for 2 or 3 years. And now it's starting to look bad again. But he charged a pretty penny for that. I'm not doing that again.
Been looking at electric mulchers to, do the small stuff. And, it handled up to, the one I'm looking at, handle up to 1.5-inch diameter limb, which will cover most of the stuff back there. And, for $140, and I don't have to dislocate my shoulder trying to get it started after it sits in the garage over the winter. That might be the way to go.
Something I did with my pressure washer. I didn't get another pressure washer that you have to start by hand. I got one with a electric start. And boy, that's nice. I should have done the same thing. I should have looked for a mulcher like that too, but I didn't.
I think I might have a breakdown and buy one, but to get rid of some of this, you know, some of the small sticks and whatnot, and then the bigger stuff, I can, you know, stack it up and do a little bonfire thing. But all this small stuff and the leaves and all that happiness, you know, you set that on fire and it all flies away, and it's like, I was talking to my neighbor the other day about his burn pile. He says, yeah, I'm going to have to do it after a rain. I said, that thing's getting to be, you need to do it during a rain. You know, that pile is over my head by a foot or two.
Johnny likes, he likes to do that. He'll cut up trees and make a huge bonfire. He used to do that when we had many field days and we had them over on his property. He'd stack logs up like a mini log cabin, and then he'd light that thing off, and you couldn't get 10 feet in front of that thing because it was so hot. But it was fun. It was nice. Never did burn down the woods or anything. He knows what he's doing. But it was fun. And like you said, you could probably see that thing from outer space.
Yeah, I don't have a clear enough space that I think I could safely do that, because I've got just way too many trees back there in the back 40, but I could do it in the front yard and scare the bejesus out of the neighbors, but I don't think my wife will let me do that either.
Yeah, put a dark spot in the middle of your yard.
That probably wouldn't go over too well with the missus either. Burn all the grass. But, so it's a toss-up between lawnmower blades, a chipper, and a raspberry pie. And I've already ordered the lawnmower blades, and the chipper might have to be the next thing. Raspberry pie might have to wait a month or two.
Might not be a bad idea, because I don't know if you read that blog that they put out about the 8-gigabyte one. But they also hinted to a 16-gigabyte one coming out. And usually what they do, they don't tell anybody ahead of time before they're going to do anything. I guess that's pretty wise, because that probably avoids a lot of pestering. When's it going to get here? You said it's going to get here. When's it going to get here? You know, people just tend to do that. They probably avoid all that by just not telling anybody. And then all of a sudden, one day, boom, there's an announcement on the blog. That's how the Raspberry Pi 4 came out. And I didn't buy a whole lot of Raspberry Pi 3s because I was expecting something new. It's been about a year and a half. Something new is going to come out. And I was right. I only bought like two or three of the Raspberry Pi 3s. And they're being used for repeater controllers right now. And repeater controllers and EchoLink nodes. So might not be a bad idea, because it's been about a year now. I think I saw it in the blog where the 4 has been out for a year, so it's getting close to the time that that they're going to put something new out, and it's not going to be just memory increase.
Well, looking at the price differential between the 2-gig, 4-gig, and 8-gig kit with a display, about $20 difference between each one. So if they go to a 16, that might not be that much more.
Now they do. Now, sometimes they do. So one of the guys was complaining about him just having purchased a couple of 4-gig ones. And the guy that's the representative of the Pi Foundation has said, well, at least we didn't give you more for less, right? Like they've done in the past. Sometimes they come out with better technology, and it's actually cheaper to produce. So you just spent a bunch on something that is inferior to something that came out that cost less. That's when you get a big ouch.
Yeah, it's like cell phones. No sooner do you buy a cell phone than it's, you know, obsolete the next week, and they come out with something new, and everybody's got to go get the new one. Mine's about 3 years old now. I'm not going to replace something that's still working.
Hey, my wife makes fun of me. I still have a 6. The boss I had before the boss I got now had a 4. He had an iPhone 4. So I thought I was, you know, doing good with a 6. And she's got an 8. And I guess the 10s and the 10XXs and all that stuff are out now, or the 11 is out. And so she makes fun of me for still having a 6. But, hey, it still works. I replaced the battery in it and about a year ago, and it's as fast as it was when it was new. That's the thing that slows it down. And it does everything I needed to do and more. I did go to look at them before the COVID-19 struck about 3 months ago. And they said, or that's right when it was striking. And they said, we can't get them. And that was probably a good thing because I didn't upgrade. I might have, but I didn't. I kind of like my older phone.
KN4RGN, yeah. Truth be told, I miss my flip phone, to tell you the truth.
That Razor tried to do a comeback. I don't know if it's going to come back or not. Those things might come back out. Who knows? Like a pendulum, it just, you know, swings back and forth.
Well, this one's, you know, it's got a decent case to it, and it's, you know, it's functional and does what I needed to do, so I don't swapping it out anytime soon, although me and T-Mobile are going to have some words if my calls keep dropping and calls keep getting scrambled when I'm sitting, you know, about 4 feet from the little mini tower they sent me because I was complaining that stupid thing wouldn't work down here in the basement, so they sent me a little mini tower, and it's sitting on over by the printer about 4 feet from my desk, and sometimes calls drop or scramble, or I send a text and it won't go, and that kind of stuff. So, me and T-Mobile might part ways, but other than that, I'm gonna keep the phone.
Was from AT&T. I've had for 4 or 5 years, and I would not trade that thing for anything. That thing just eliminates cell phone connectivity at the house issues. Just totally wipes them out, and flawless. Don't ever have to touch it. Don't have to do anything to it. It just works. 100% of the time, I really like it. Anyway, I'm backing it in the driveway. I'm going to go eat breakfast at almost noon. Good talking to you, John. Catch you on the net tonight if I don't talk to you sooner. KN4RJN, W4DJW.
Roger that. Well, enjoy your breakfast. Have a good day. We'll holler at you later. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.